I don't want none unless you got beers, hun. This is the perfect pour.
How's that not been used in 338 previous episodes?
Really don't.
Welcome to the Perfect Sports Show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay! We're all three here. Woo. Fun times.
Is there a Line Fest happening right now?
Live? Where would this Line Fest be?
Outside the podcast. Oh, yeah. So excited. Woo. We're all here.
Woo. There's no Porter John set up there.
Matt's back.
No poor bushes.
Where's your extension cord so I charge my phone?
I'm sorry, bro. Power shut off. Shuts off at 10. Can't do anything about it. Timer. It's a timer.
Yeah.
We're going to be hanging out for the next couple hours, drinking all the best beer we can get our hands on out of the beer fridge. We're going to be talking about things hopefully you talk about as well. And have some fun. Listen to the listeners. Call us.
Check your dates.
I love
gold. We're going to do that every time we open up a new beer. It's going to be fun. We're trying to make it fun for us and fun for you. And once in a while, get some education.
I'm having so much fun.
Before the show, we had a tailgate. We tailgate the show and we had a couple of beers. We had one from Exapero donated to the show. It was a Bliss double IPA.
Was it a can of Bliss?
It was an indie beer brewed and canned by Thin Man Brewery. That's on Chandler Street in Buffalo.
Oh, thank you.
Good old Chandler Street.
Chandler Bong.
And nice beer. I thought it was a nice beer.
That was, for an East Coast beer. Not too bad.
The whole point is we all try the beer.
So this new beer going around, left to right. We also had one from Full Circle Brewing, donated to the show by Full Circle. They didn't know they were donating to the show, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate it. That was that new Full Circle one. It was a Strata single hop. Strata? It was all Strata?
I think so.
What's it called? Stratamine. It's a white label. Very white and black, clean from Full Circle.
What?
Fresno's Full Circle
Brewing Company.
That's weird.
Brewing Company. Nice beer as well. And now we've got this new beer is Whatnick.
Oh, Whatnick.
It's not called Whatnick.
Whatnick. Drecker Brewing Company. Drecker. Wheeze the juice. Double dry hop IPA. Wiz the Joes.
The D Goats beer.
It is. Where is some information? Pale 2-row malt, oats, flaked wheat, sour malt, SAUER. Caraform.
Sour.
Mosaic and Mandarina Bavaria are your hops.
Bavaria.
It's a beer.
Mosaic and Mandarina Bavaria.
I'm not getting the mosaic, so I'm getting
that. Mandarina Bavaria is overtaking the mosaic, man.
Overtake it.
I'm just going to make noises all night.
Don't you miss this?
Whee!
Squeezing the juice.
ABV game. Go.
Oh, crap.
I found it.
7-5.
Okay.
6-8.
We have no winners.
What?
6-flat. That's Matt's sweet spot, and he's eating it.
Well, it's from the East Coast. Can't be expected to know all the East Coast ABVs.
Oh, did we not account for the ABV difference across?
We didn't factor the East Coast difference.
There are three ABVs behind us.
Yeah, they don't know.
So This is really 3%. Your measurements 3%.
Are all, they use a metric system out there back east.
So, what do they call a quarter pounder?
Royale with cheese. What the fuck the metric system? What the fuck a quarter pounder is?
Damn. Hand me my wallet.
Matt. Remember culture? Remember it?
Nope.
All right. Do you not have culture this week?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
Two things.
Dos. Louis cool.
Carnival of Caffeination, Modern Times event happening in San Diego, coming up on February 8th. Tioga's going to have beer there.
Oh, look it. Is this the first time Tioga's been in a Modern Times event?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Did you get invited or strong arm your way?
I think
I've got pictures.
You know what? I think we may have sent beer before because you could option.
Guys, we sent you beer. Okay, can we get into your festival?
Just send beer. Don't have any representation, but
they sent this.
We were invited as a brewery, so I think we're definitely going to try to make it down there.
You weren't invited as dudes. You're invited as a brewery.
Dudes. Well,
why don't we invite the Tioga dudes? Yeah, you know what? Let's just invite them as a brewery, not as dudes.
No dudes hanging out.
No, I'd rather have them here than just hanging out as dudes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's happening.
Nice.
But yeah.
So you San Diegans can get you some Tioga. Mm-hmm. Are you going to bring DDH? No, it's not that kind of festival. So you got to be, it's the... you got to have the coffee stuff.
They want one beer to be coffee forward,
mm-hmm.
but the other one, they're open to other items. So right now we have primarily.
If you want
to
get Chew Your Beer there, bring a DDH keg, but Chew Your Beer is going to show up.
We have a new Witcher double IPA coming out. Uh-huh. So I might sneak a keg of that in for the second beer.
Ooh.
Yeah, DDH is out of stock right now, so.
Out of stock. We're out of stock.
Out of stock, bro.
Sorry, Chew. We're out of stock.
Check the back. Check the back.
We'll see. Yeah, you going? We'll see which way it goes. It could be.
I checked the back. Okay.
All coffee imperial stouts, or there could be an IPA, and that's my worry. Is like we go to this event, and it's just like everybody has coffee stouts. Because I mean, I get that's the point of it. But you sometimes need a little break or palate cleanser.
A little cleanse.
I think a fresh IPA would help break that up a little
bit. And what are they going to do at that point? They're going to kick you out? You know, 2 hours in, you're pulling out IPA kegs and you're like, oh, Tioga's got IPA kegs. Get them the fuck out of here, man. It's a coffee festival.
But,
damn Central Valley.
So I'm looking to,
told you.
I'm looking to make the trek down told there.
They're better as dudes.
And, well, hopefully I'll run into some peoples. Oh, yeah. Maybe some other beer podcasts.
Get it.
Subtle. Very subtle.
Yeah. I mean, we still do know some people in San Diego.
Oh, man.
One or two.
And, so there's that. And then, there for those people in the Californias that vote, something that keeps coming up on everybody's radar is that Prop 13 thing.
Which one's I mean, I know, but just for the people that are listening, what's the Prop 13 one?
So that's the one where property like tax doesn't increase as the home or property value increases. It's kind of based off of purchase price. Well, that also affects commercial, not just residential. Right. So that could also affect multiple breweries that have had the same locations for dozens of years. Or anybody that's leasing, really, if that landlord's property goes up because property taxes go up, it's probably going to be passed on.
Time to pay up.
So it's definitely something to read into and find out which side you feel better about. Mm-hmm. But I assume anybody that owns a business or a home would be fearful if they money had to be shelled out.
Money.
More taxes.
Yeah. So. That's about as far as I go into politics right there.
Whoa, man. Wow. I'll pull you back. You're getting deep in the weeds there, bro. We just lost half our listeners.
Get back to the fun stuff.
Do your homework. Figure out what you want to do.
Go don't get in there. Don't be dumb.
But those are...
Don't be a butthead.
What are you looking at, butthead?
I think that's all my news.
All right. Well, if you think of something later.
we got time.
Push it through the chains. We'll see if we can get it on there.
Nope, that should be it.
All right. Well.
Hubby. Oh,
keep it percolating. Nick, do you have some culture to...
Oh boy. Did you hear? Yes, you did. Everybody heard. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because
I heard that.
When I heard it, I was like,
I heard it before.
How the hell does Atwater have a brewery worth buying from Molson Coors?
Like, wow.
So California,
I've been Central Valley. I don't remember seeing a brewery.
Yeah, we have a small city called Atwater.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same Atwater.
No. This is not the same Atwater. That's where my brain went, was how does a small farm town in the middle of California have a brewery worth buying? So this is Atwater Brewing from Michigan.
This I would have known.
Fourth largest brewery in Michigan. And they have been acquired by Molson, or are negotiating to be, maybe at this point, maybe they have been already.
I think it's pretty official.
Does this affect me? Other than that I racked my brain for at least longer, 5 minutes longer than I should have, going, why does Atwater have a brewery and why are they getting bought out by...
Yeah. Well, that always freaked me out because years ago, Beastie Boys always... There is something... I think there's like an Atwater, New York or something.
Oh, nice.
Or maybe an Atwater neighborhood or something. But they always would use Atwater... For like merchandise or there's a song or there was this Atwater connection. I'm just like, are they talking? Atwater? Yeah. Like, there's no way a Beastie Boys from Atwater.
I mean, that's deep, bro.
And then I'm like, because Atwater is such a weird name. Like, there can't be an Atwater in every state. It's not like Springdale.
Yeah.
It's not like there can't be an Atwater everywhere. And I don't know. So what's going on with the Atwater, man?
Atwater.
People be using Atwater improperly.
Where it's like, Atwater.
Atwater. We're Atwater.
Atwater.
Well, we just name it this then.
What do you mean?
We're Atwater. We don't know what the fuck the name of this town. Just call it Atwater.
Atwater.
Whoa, bro. Can you not mess with our headphones? Can you just not get so involved?
Sometimes, Mike.
Can you just pull it back a little bit?
Incredibly hilarious bits get the wires pulled out.
Wow. It's just a little that too funny. Rammy.
Yep. Rammy. Getting
rammy. Rammy, dude, you're getting rammy. Here, pour some of this beer in your glass.
Oh, we got a new beer.
Mm. Feel like I'm drinking a cake.
Sorry for... Do we have a Detroit rep? I don't think we do.
Oh, man.
We have somebody in Michigan.
Ask me to pull out
we have a Michigan.
The old moleskin.
No, I'll look it up on our website. Oh. It's perfect.
All right.
Look, listen, you can listen to me type in it.
We're going to see who gets there first.
He has so much faith in you right now.
I'm going to go to perfectporkpod.com. And then I'm going to click menu. And then I'm going to see show reps for the Perfect Pork. And I'm going to click that. And then I'm going to look through. And I'm going to look, and I'm going to look, and it starts with all the California ones. California. And we're going to get out, and we're going to see if we can get to Michigan down here, and we don't have a Michigan rep. None of our reps are disappointed by this.
I have Diamond written down.
Oh, Diamond?
Diamond.
Diamond, hey, like, forgot about
it's
us, though.
Diamond. I know.
He dished us.
I look back through this and see all these old names and go, oh, what happened?
Yeah, what happened to him?
What happened, Diamond?
So,
New beer. From
Tioga Sequoia. Piece of cake. Dessert stout. Pastry stouts, man. They're still a thing.
It's our final installment in the Dessert Stout,
Stout
series.
What does that mean?
We did pastry crumb, churro, s'more, and piece of cake.
Churro.
Okay, but not like it'll come back. Churro, it's not like butter. You'll never do it again.
Never.
We're never doing piece of cake again, man.
We only do this once a year. I don't know if you noticed that.
Right. Well, I'm saying like it's going to come back. It's going to cycle back through, right?
We only do these once a year.
But the next year.
Wow.
Is there going to be another? Are there no more years?
I don't know what show this is, but I like it.
Are we out of years? Are years done?
I'm being pretty transparent about this.
I could watch this for hours.
Louie. Help me.
Find the cracker.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Oh.
Ah. Oh,
it's like a piece of it? Yeah, you're not enjoying it, Nick. Enjoy your piece of cake. Mm. What kind of cake is this? Ooh, is this German like chocolate cake?
Ding, 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 ding.
Look at me. I said something right.
Look at the big brains on Brad.
Chocolate milk stout. Fresh ground coffee, vanilla, toasted coconut.
It's like I'm at La Boulangerie.
La Boulangerie.
La Boulangerie.
Is downtown one open yet?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Man, is it open yet?
No. They have a sign.
They have a sign there forever, though. I'm just like...
They put a pass-through window in, but...
Ooh. Oh. Pass-through window. That means they're close.
Pastry, bro. Pass me that pastry.
Pass-through.
But it's not going to be that great. It's just going to be...
You're just outside there. This isn't going to be that great. Like, oh, wow, looks like they're getting pretty close. Yeah, it's not going to be that great.
Picket sign, not well, so great.
It's not a full restaurant. It's just it's pre-made cool. items, and they have a patio.
Oh.
So they just pass them through the window, and you get what you get.
Yeah. You get what you get. You don't get to order anything specific. It was like, this is what we're passing through. You want any of this?
Pass through. I'd like a bear claw. Hey, that's a croissant.
Whatever, this is getting passed through. All right, buddy.
It's what we got. So it's up next. I'm sorry.
Deal with it.
Deal.
You want this? Go to Fig Garden Village, okay? You're downtown, man. You get what you get.
Get what you get.
Get what you get.
Get what you get.
What were we talking about? What were you talking about?
Oscar Blues is releasing new beers.
Oh. So, like brand new beers?
Brand new beers. No, summer reissues. So the Cano Bliss is coming back as a double. Yeah, director's cut. Unedited. Mm-hmm. But it still seems like they edited this.
Still seems edited to me.
Yeah.
I know.
Death by Coconut is coming back. The slow chill lager. That seems like it's new.
Slow chill lager. Yeah, that seems new.
It seems new.
Lager. Seems like Matt might like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Is 2020 finally the year of lagers?
Is there going to be a way I can make the can a bong out of the can?
Oh, really?
Because that's what Oscar Blues does.
Are they? Oh, look at the cans. Is Cano Bliss, is that supposed to be a pun on cannabis?
Yeah. It's funny. It's
funny.
It's because this is a pot reference.
Wow.
It's beer.
Beer, man. We just want some beer, man. So, yeah, they're doing new things. Also, file this under, I still can't believe we don't have this in California.
Okay.
Well, in Fresno.
Louis.
By California, I mean Fresno. Mm. Yeah. Where's my damn 6-point already?
Parts of California? Yeah.
Don't they seem like they're big enough now to be in Fresno?
It seems like we had them for about a month, and then they were gone.
I don't know.
Like 6-point was like, you could like get them somewhere. And then we're like, well, I guess we got 6-point. And that was like a week.
Yeah.
It was like somebody came back from New Jersey and was like, brought like a case of 6-point. And
left it.
And we're like, we're just like, oh shit, I guess Fresno has 6-point now. Like, no, that was just some dude.
Somebody decided to sell it.
Yeah, it was just some dude that just, like, got rid of it and Save Mart bought it.
I'd like to return this. Yeah. Sorry, you didn't buy this here.
Oh, we did that at Vaughn. There were times at Vaughn's, we took anything. Anything. You didn't matter. We didn't care. Matter. Some shit from Walmart. And we're like, we don't have this in the store. Take it back. Let them do it. Fuck.
So did you resell it?
No, just trash it.
Wow.
Just eat it, because that's the policy.
So how did you figure out how much to give them back?
You just randomly, you're just like, well, our block of cheese is $2.39. Give them $2.39 back $2.39, for their Walmart sir. Cheese.
Walmart cheese.
This cheese is moldy.
Fuck. Well, let's go back to Walmart.
On the counter, sir.
Well, I left it out for a few weeks and now it's moldy.
That's what happens to cheese, sir.
That's what happens. Cheese is moldy. It continues to do so. I don't know if I have to explain that to you.
It continues the process, whether you start eating it or not.
not my fault you didn't make your ham sammies out of it soon enough. So they got the, they being 6 Point, have the Hootie Hazy IPA with Idaho 7, Eldorado, Amarillo, and Galaxy.
All right.
I see a theme here. They also have Meltdown, the Hazy Double IPA, with more Mosaic and Mandarin Bavaria.
Okay. Oh, that Mandarin and Bavaria, dude, overpowers Mosaic. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Trail Haze IPA with Vic's Secret, Enigma, and Mosaic.
All right. Yeah. I might be into that. Yes. Enigma, yes, though. I don't know, I'm not that familiar with Enigma.
And finally, Party Hat. Zero IBU Hazy IPA with Galaxy.
Zero IBU. Did you just say zero IBU?
IBUs.
Wow. All right.
So there you go. There's your hazies, all from 6 Point. Still not in Fresno.
Like, well, you want these hazies, Nick? Is that what you're saying?
I just want 6 Point.
Okay.
I just want 6 Point.
I agree.
But I figured you, too, would like this haze train.
I would. New Jersey's finest.
And I don't know who this is according to, but apparently North Coast Scrimshaw Pilsner is the number one Pilsner.
Ooh.
So there.
That's a good Pilsner.
Pilsner Recco.
That's controversial. I feel like Scrimshaw is considered a...
What are you saying?
Sometimes isn't Scrimshaw considered an ale?
I don't know. Who says that?
People.
Damn them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't had that beer in a long time.
There you go. I'll get some pills. Pills will pay the bills.
Does it?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem like it does. Seems like Casey's pay the bills.
I think you should try this theory.
All right.
That's my culture.
That's your culture. Well, our friend, I mean, maybe you guys are saving this for cheers, but good friend of the show and friend to all, Matt Vaught, his Fortiter Brewing is now officially has a spot.
Yeah.
We've talked to Matt for quite a while over the other Matt.
Other Matt.
For, what? Over the years. Huh? And
no, other Matt.
Oh, no, not me. Okay.
Yeah, I remember him being on the show for the first time. It was probably maybe like 3 years ago or something like that. And he was looking then for a spot. Now, finally, here, 3 years later, he's found one out there in the new. There's new warehouses going in out there in the West Shaws.
Ooh,
near Ashland. Ashley's
next
more
to the old concrete plant.
Wow.
Yeah, the old builder's concrete place.
Nice.
Back in there. All brand new stuff over there. And from the ground up. We're going to have Fortiter Brewing. It's going to be a real thing. So we're going to have another brewery here. So what do you think of that?
I don't know.
Another friend of the show. We're hit makers here.
Is that what we're doing?
That's us. Yeah. Wow. It was all us.
Want to start a brewery?
You want to start a brewery? Be on a perfect board. And 3 to 5 years later.
You have a brewery.
So that won't be. Let's see. The Den is also going.
In. The Den? Okay, they're on Kerman guys?
Yeah, they're on Ashland and Golden State. So they're on the other side of the tracks. They're opening up there.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be two breweries.
A little tiny industrial area right there.
So two breweries on Ashland.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo, Ashland!
Brewer District 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up.
West Ashland coming up.
Yeah.
It's got that big overpass. People trying to get on 99.
Overpass Brewing.
Yep. You can look, stare at the overpass and be like, wow, look at that.
Wow, look at all those cars going.
Those guys, those suckers going to work.
And there's also rumors that there will be one or both, that there'll be a brewery closer to Children's Hospital off of 41 or Herndon 99.
Ooh.
So.
Nice.
That's one of those things where it's like, I'd like to see it in the newspaper before anybody talks about
it. Well, yeah, it's not true until Bethany from the Fresno Bee says it's true. Because I reported something that, I only had one source and I reported it.
Yeah.
And Bethany emailed me and she's like, is that happening? Because I haven't gotten she's heard it. She had already heard it. But she's like, I haven't got confirmation. I was like, well, you know, I'm just putting it out there, bro. She's like, called her bro. No, I didn't say bro. This is a writer from our local paper, the Fresno Bee, that doesn't
know her well enough to
kind
call
of
her bro.
Retail, any kind of retail stuff she puts out. And I was like, nah, I heard about it. So it's cool. It's cool. She's like, okay. And like a month later, that the whole deal falls through and it never happened. Mm. And I have a post out there like, here it is. It's happening on this date.
Oh, man.
And so she's just like, yeah, bro.
Thanks, Mike.
It's called being professional. It's like, whatever. I'm a blogger. I don't have to be professional.
Yeah.
I can just throw shit on the wall. See what happens.
Great. Wow. So if you want to start a brewery, come to the Perfect Pour. If you want to close a business, call Mikey.
Yeah, call me. I'll post about it. Your business will be closed in no time. You can collect the insurance, whatever you got to do.
Wasn't that the Dorktown fable that as soon as you guys had somebody on?
Oh, Dorktown. We closed everything now.
Yeah.
We talked about you, then you're done. Like, close it up. Close up shop.
Yeah.
Dorktown talked about us.
Oh, congratulations, Silver Dollar Hofbrau. You'll be open forever.
Oh, yeah. Come on, the dollar. Oh, they'll never close. Close.
Closed.
Closed.
Have you been in that place recently?
No.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
Can I get a shot of vodka? Yes, sir, you get a shot of a lot of things, but not vodka. I
can't get a roast beef sandwich there anymore.
Not the way you want it.
It's like they put the...
It's a hustler store, guys. It's a hustler
they
store.
Put the ID...
Literally, it's a hustler store now.
They put the ID check part in the back of the store. So you have to go all the way through.
There's
the
an front ID check part?
To go, you have to go in the back of the store.
They check IDs before you can go into a lingerie shop?
I was hoping you'd play into it. Why would they put the bar in the back?
Why would they put the bar in the back?
You didn't play into it.
I'm sorry. I'm not that good at improv, dude. I mean, have you not been listening to the show? You think I'm going to pick up on that? Oh, Mikey will pick up on this bit I'm doing.
Yeah, he'll fall right into
like,
it.
Like, dunk, dunk, dunk,
dunk. Yes.
It's just the echo. It's just a big echoing when you knock on my head. That's good enough for that. I was going to ask a question, but maybe I'll save it for when the voicemails come up, because, well, I guess it's right now.
Are you alluding? Foreshadowing?
He's segueing.
Shadow of the Force.
Segueing.
Sagwai?
Are you capable of doing four shadows now?
Four. Count them up. Four shadows.
One, two, three.
Will you call me tonight?
Alternate take.
So those requested.
It was.
Yes, honestly, my favorite version.
Oh, poor Paul.
Because
it's Paul's song.
Because somebody cares about us so much that they wrote a song for us, and then somebody cared about that song and us so much that they said, I want to cover that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's song.
Right.
And send it to them. That's a lot of care.
It's pretty rad. There's a lot of caring going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an intense amount of caring. That's what this show is about. You can get your voice on the show. It's 559-492-0542. That is just strictly a voicemail line. You call it. Some guy says, hey, it's a voicemail line. And you pick it up and then you leave a voicemail. Remember those?
By the way, props to you on the new intro. It's for the voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
You re-record it? Yeah. It's not 45 minutes long, so I think it's going
to
help.
People are complaining, like, too long. Yeah. You got to sit here and wait for Mikey's dumbass to explain everything to me.
This is now, listen, Mikey here we go. From the...
Here's, I'm going to explain everything, how it's going to go.
Oh, fridge mic. That fridge mic's been on the whole time, huh? It's probably getting so much shit. Let's see what Nick's doing.
Did he leave?
He's just really staring at that fridge.
Oh no, Nick. Poor Nick. He's gonna be so
Oh, barley wine? You guys want some barley?
Stop singing barley wine, people.
I like how you guys almost picked up that same can of barley wine from Hen House last week.
Which we almost did. And we were like, no, wait, that's barley wine.
But the label's so cool.
These guys never talk about barley wine. Let's send some barley wine. Scotty B will drink the shit out of it.
When are we going to drink all these sours?
And it's an apocalypse and all the beers are gone except for sours. The only thing left would be sours because sours could make it through an apocalypse. Oh, geez. You've been on that so long, the fridge had to kick on.
Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's warming it up in here.
It's like oppositing.
It's like, hey, you guys are cold. Let's warm it up.
Oh, there we go. Nick's back from the fridge. We try to make a bit out of it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I love gold.
I don't know what's about to happen here, but it's going to get interesting.
So, yeah, you can call us, leave that voicemail, or you can record something on your smartphone and record that file and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We got a new beer on the show, and it's called Cat Shirts. Meow. And it's got a cat with like a lot of hair, and it's from D-Goats. D-Goats donated this to the show, and it's from Venture Brewing Company from Milwaukee.
Yep.
For the Milwaukee's.
It was this or barley wine, so thought I did you guys a favor.
It's mildly sour, though. Yeah,
but the aroma leads nothing to it.
That's funny. I didn't get hardly any aroma. It's super subtle. But yeah, I like it. Because it's not too sour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is but a tart.
It is but slight tart. All right, voicemails. That's what we're doing. Let's check it out. See what
Leave
we got.
Me a voicemail. Don't forget Louie. Louie likes voicemails too.
Louie. Yeah, talk to Louie.
Would you talk about beer and tell him you're petting kitties?
Hey guys, Florida Steve.
Oh, hey, good. Florida Steve.
He's guys?
Back. Yeah?
I'm sure you guys have seen by now on social media.
Maybe.
On Facebook.
Mm. Yeah, I saw it.
I got my Pliny.
Ooh, yeah.
I personally want to thank Janine of Colin and Janine for sending me that bottle of Pliny. I got to tell you, it was
Colin and Janine, look at you guys.
Last night, for the first time, and maybe even the last time, I don't know if I'll ever get my hands on another bottle of Pliny, but I enjoyed it very much. I shared it with the wife. She liked it.
Wow.
It was delicious. It was definitely worth the wait. And in return, I sent a can of Treehouse Julius.
Mikey, you could have had Treehouse.
She will call
he put it out there.
And let her know, and she'll let you guys know how that can of Julius is. Hopefully she shares it with Colin.
Yeah.
But,
Colin's
guys,
like, what?
Yeah.
I never heard about this.
And Jane stepped up to the plate and traded with me for a bottle of Pliny. Again, thank you, Jane. Guys, keep up the great work. And I guess that's it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
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 Florida.
Oh, there it is. There it gets me every time.
Look at that. Another bottle of Pliny for another Pliny first. Good job, Colin and Janine.
Good job. Ricky Booby.
Perfect pour. This is Donnie, and we are drinking in the Northwest.
Ooh. All right.
Live from a special event. We are at Five Rights Brewing in Marysville, Washington for the Nick 80.
Yeah.
Invitational hazy days of winter.
Oh. That's not right.
Well, I wanted to call it that, but the owner hazy said no. How about
no.
Mikey Top Pour?
Yeah, how about that?
Hazy days of winter.
That sounds better.
Let's get ready to stumble.
Get ready to
back
stumble.
To the bar and get another beer.
Well done.
And would you believe it? He said no to that also.
That's bullshit.
So they're just going to call it the Hazy Days of Winter. Followed by Sperling, Marysville. It's they invited 9 breweries. It's been kind of cloudy and gray up here for like 50 straight days.
50 straight
so
years.
They want to bring some sunshine into our lives. We've got 9 breweries that all brewed a hazy IPA for this. We've got 2 that came over from the east side, east of the mountains, from the Yakima area. Some of you may know that because there's a bunch of hops over there.
Yeah.
We did have a small brewery come 45 minutes up this way north to us. You may have heard of them, Reuben's Brews. They brought a beer up here, so I'm looking forward to trying that one. And
I'm looking out for all the Bud Light seltzers.
Interrupted. Guy just had a great idea. Anyways, looking forward to trying.
Contains no Bud Light.
Tomorrow I'm gonna try them all. So, and they just had a new expansion, grand opening today. They opened in March, and they already had to expand. So things are going well in the Five Rights community.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, I just want to say thanks for the show.
Apparently, people like to drink.
Make my day go by smooth when I'm watching, driving my little beer truck, and delivering beers and all that good stuff. So you would make my day wonderful.
Beer truck.
Anyways, keep up the good work.
I'm a distributor.
Louie, when they're not looking, jump up on the table and grab the premium crackers and run.
How did he know? How did he know?
Bye. Bye.
Louie, he's talking to you.
Louie. Did you hear that, Louie?
Waiting for crackers.
Well, Louie will do that shit when you leave the room.
Yeah.
You leave a food there.
Oh, man. It's gone.
His Pinedale ways, man. He was a wild
Scrapper.
Pinedale dog.
Yeah. He had to fend for himself.
That's right. That's right. Ugh.
Scrapper.
He's eaten my daughter's dinner several times.
Yep. Yep.
Now, at this point, Becky's just like, well, you left it there. You know Louie's going to do that.
You know he's going to do it.
You know he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, I can't eat. I'm not going to eat.
Well, then Louie will.
Yeah, Louie's all right. You can have a can of dog food if you want that.
He'll trade.
He'll trade you. No, he wants that too.
Oh, yeah. It's my dog food. And your food's my food. And the dog food's my food.
Hey guys, the E-Fontana and Jim calling in.
Oh,
it's been a little while since I've called in, and I'm kind of in the world between worlds right now. But I heard Scotty B's voicemail. I'm calling in the middle of listening to the last week's show, and he mentioned the his beer of the decade, and beer of the year, his Untappd review and all that stuff. I kind of wanted to mention my beer of the year. It ended up being the beer I checked in the most, which just means I've maybe bought it the most, because when I buy a six-pack of something, I never check it in 6 times. There's no reason for you Untappd stalkers to know exactly how much I'm drinking.
Yeah,
damn,
maybe
sure.
I don't want to try that.
Know.
Anyway,
I agree with that.
Rolling back, it's, of all beers, it's Boat Shoes by Carl Strauss. And I was wondering, why didn't it be in Boat Shoes? Well, they print
what's
the
up with
dates
that,
on the bottom of their cans. I always seem to find it in the cooler at my Total Wine, and it rolls in at $13 a six-pack of pint, so it hits the wallet on the soft side.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And then I guess beer of the decade. Beer of the decade, I'm going to give that beer to the creation of one Evan, who is currently out there at that little place called Green Cheek. But when he was over at Noble Ale Works, he made a beer called Naughty Showers. Sauce.
Oh, nice.
And my favorite beer of the decade is a variant of Naughty Sauce, which is a coffee blonde stout. I know that's not Scotty B's favorite style, but coffee blonde stout on nitro with cinnamon and vanilla.
Whoa.
They call it Cinnamon Roast Crunch.
Oh, boy.
Because, yes, it tastes like a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk after you're done with that cereal bowl. So I wanted to share those two things. I hadn't called in a while. And man, baby, I haven't forgot about you. I just had to write down the perfect poor listener podcast playoff meltdown and tell you guys exactly what happened through the weeks. There were three rounds. And I know Man Baby wanted to know, and I thought someone else would call in, so me as the commissioner, I'll go ahead and I'll give a recap eventually in a later email. But for the time being, you can all know that Tony Baggs won the perfect poor league.
Oh,
speaking of Tony Baggs, happy birthday to that fucker.
Yeah,
he's got a birthday celebration this weekend down in San Diego. So everybody wish
everybody
old Tony Baggs a happy birthday.
On.
Keep up the good work, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Montana.
Are you trying to rewrite the rules over here?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey. God, I like him singing his own Keep Up the Good Work version.
So, Jim, all you did was cloud everything. Because now I think three different people have won the Fantasy Football League from Perfect Poor. I don't understand. I swear I've heard three different people say, like, I won the fucking Fantasy Football, bro. So, I don't know. I guess cheers to Fontana Jim if you actually won it, because you get all the beers. So those are all the traditional voicemails. Got more, though.
You got some more?
Yeah, I got more, yeah.
I love gold!
And we also have a new beer.
Merc City for Moonraker.
Oh, merking it up. Get pumped up, Nick.
I think my Uber's here. I got to go.
If I'd gone one can further, I would have brought up the West Coast IPA.
Next week.
I'll leave that one by you in case we open it next.
We're going to go drink in the living room.
Donated to the show by Morwazoo Corvette, man. That guy brings it. Moonraker Brewing Company's The Holy Hermit.
Rampart. Rampants?
Rampants. Getting rammy.
Thank you, Wazoo. No,
you guys just keep that.
Oh, Nick's like, nah, wow, I'm not even in it, bro.
Give me that sour meow. Right, meow.
You want a pastry stout? Piece of cake?
Just wherever
sour.
It is.
It's right there.
No, that one?
It's the pinky.
It's the pinky.
It's the pinky cat shits. I mean, shirts.
Now, those are traditional voicemails. Now, let's get to the people that emailed us and said, here's my recording.
I saw the owner of Slice Beer Co. today.
What? You did? Was it in Fresno?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did he know that his label won the label
here
of the year?
From Santa Rosa.
Hi. It's Binge Clark.
Binge Clark.
I know we're talking about some non-alcoholic options.
Yeah, and it is, bro.
Lately, and you know, there was something interesting a couple weeks ago I just found. Totally new to me, at least. Maybe these have been around, but I don't know. I was at my local Whole Foods and grabbing, you know, quick dinner and before something else, and I noticed there in the cooler case with all the iced teas, it's like, well, it looks like beer over here. It's like somebody misshelved some beers, and then looking at them, it's like, oh wait, no, this says hop.
Ooh.
No.
What in the world? And then there's like four or five different colored labels. And And I realize what I'm looking at is Mosaic Hops.
Sparkling
green tea.
Well, you brought them back.
It's Mosaic. I'll try it. You know, I'm thinking it's going to be like sweet and like, ugh, you know, Arizona iced tea kind of thing, but carbonated? I don't know. Anyway, it's worth a shot just to, you know, just to be able to see what it was. And it was not bad. It was not sweet, not at all. Had real strong Mosaic flavor to it, and so I assume the other variations were all hops. And anyway, it was called Hoplark Sparkling Hop Tea. It was made with green tea. No calories, no alcohol.
Calories.
But usually, you know, for calories. Big old, you know, taste of Mosaic. It was like, this is good. Yeah. You know, I like that it was carbonated.
What's wrong with the tea?
I hate tea.
You like Mosaic.
So, I like Mosaic. Anyway, that's it. That's it from me. You guys, you keep up the good work, and we'll talk more soon.
Bye.
Let's hope so. We need to hear more Bench Clark.
More Bench Clark. Bench Clark, I hope he's going to be enjoying those... Those bottles.
You think he's a younger Bench, kind of guy?
He's got to do it.
Yeah.
Bench Clark, man, our Santa Rosa rep. He's going to be enjoying those younger bottles. Gets two a day. Can buy two a day.
He said Hoplark, right?
Maybe.
Hopmerk.
Like the Hop Mosaic thing you sure got me, but then you add the green tea now.
Hop. But they have them at Whole Foods.
Yeah, but the fucking hop tea.
Hop tea. Hop tea. Hoppy tea.
Hoppy tea.
Gives you that caffeine, bro.
Hoppy tea.
No, green tea has no caffeine. I kind of want to try the hop water.
Black tea has caffeine.
These have caffeine.
When I saw the hop water come out, I'm like, fuck that shit. That's stupid. But then after I had a bunch of NAs that were pails and IPAs, I was like, isn't good.
No?
The only NAs that were good were lager-style NAs. And so maybe that hop water's good. I don't know. I'm trying it.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to accidentally buy you one and trick you into drinking
Oops,
one.
I accidentally bought
they you They have a white tea?
No.
A chamomile tea? Black tea? And a green tea. But the green tea has 60 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh boy.
70 in the black.
I'm a little bit into that.
70 in the black and 60 in the white.
Wow.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm soon to be driving. This time I'm not about to go to work. I'm about to leave work. I'm still in the parking structure. Getting ready to leave, and I didn't want a week to go by and miss leaving a voicemail and junk. So, speaking of a week, so for the past week, I haven't had any beer. Mm-hmm. There's two reasons for this. I mean, I'm not into the whole dry January thing. That's mean to do to people whose livelihood depends on it.
Yeah.
But I'm actually kind of low on money and trying to save some money.
Come get some fat barley wine.
So I thought I'd take a break. And this is my new pattern, my new drinking pattern.
Got barley wine for you.
I get paid every other Thursday, and on the weeks that I get paid, I will drink beer Thursday through Sunday. The weeks that I don't, I will drink beer Friday through Sunday. That's the plan. But first, I had to get a whole
sounds
week
like the same plan.
Nothing.
Wait, so all
I
the days?
Like, save a little money and lose a little bit of weight, I guess. I don't know. But anyway. That's what I've been doing. I have not been drinking, but I have been sampling my cider. Not really drinking it, but that's not beer anyway. It's cider.
Cider.
And I froze the cider, which concentrates the alcohol.
Make us tasty.
And I'm going to make sure you get some of this stuff. I've hinted at this before, so I hope you're prepared.
Okay.
It's kind of scary.
Very scary.
I think you guys can take it.
Okay.
I think you're strong enough, brave enough. Anyway, I still have like over a minute left on this voicemail.
You don't have to take the whole 3 minutes, guys.
Not really. But I do want to say, keep up the great work. I'm soon to be driving. Oh boy.
Scotty B. Look at Scotty B.
Yay.
Somebody, we need to get Scotty B like an account at Bencomo's or something. Oh. So he can always have beer brewing. He's only got a cider on right now. It's not good.
Damn it, Scotty B.
Need more home brewing tips, Scotty B. You haven't heard a home brewing tip in a while.
Gearing up to use that Mr. Beer Kit?
Yeah, next week I want to hear a... I'm gearing up, you know, can get in that Mr. Beer Kit. Need my tips.
2020 is your year.
Get out of there.
Yep. As we continue, still got a couple of
points. What are the perfect pour true you be here, man? Nick and Mike, how was your weekend? As for me, my weekend was amazing. Home,
oh, good.
49ers beat the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I won some beer it's be because
the,
of that.
The large
Mark
game.
Ratty
large
game. Hit me up on Untappd. Radar Love 8 on Untappd. Uh-huh. Hit me up. Did a little wager. Said whoever wins, he's a Green Bay Packer fan. I'm a 49er fan. My Niners won. I won some beer at home. So, the wager was one IPA, one stout, and one beer that he loves that he thinks that I might enjoy. If the tables were turned, he would have probably been getting something from McLeod or 818. Hopefully, he comes through, homie. To you guys, what's up with the Chocotazo Vertical? Is that ever going to happen? Or is that just going to become a myth now, Holmes? Maybe Matt, here's another one for you, homie. Last weekend I called in, and my own opinion, Northern Cali IPAs versus Southern California IPAs, what's better? I think Northern Cali IPAs are better. Hazy or clear, don't matter. I think Northern California is doing big things. Because of that, I did a poll on Twitter. So here's the
results.
The information on that, homie. 1,629 votes. Northern California with 31% and Southern California with 69%. So obviously, the majority of the people prefer Southern California IPAs to Northern. It's still my opinion. I think Northern IPAs are way better. And that might just be because how easy they are for me to purchase and to enjoy compared to San Diego or Southern California IPAs. Matt, what's your opinion on that? What's your information? How do you feel about that? And you guys might be seeing me for a little bit. Birthday's coming up. My wife says, what do you want for your birthday? And guess what I said? I said I want a couple cases of General Sherman.
I want to stay at the Ramada on Shaw Avenue.
Sometime soon, by Picadilly. The end of this month, which is February, not January, but in February, I might do a quick little drive-by and swing by and pick up a couple cases of DDH when it's available, and then maybe hit up Zach on the way out
and pick up a couple crowlers.
When that happens, I'll let you know, and maybe we can just meet up and share a beer. Have a get it at Tioga and at Zach's. But that's my birthday present, homie. My wife said, what do you want? I said, I want my favorite IPA.
I want to get it, baby.
That way I can enjoy that during the
babe,
whole
I
summer.
Get it.
All right.
I don't know what else to talk about. There's other shit I don't remember, but that might not be that important to me. But that's it, homie. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it, homes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Oh, we might see Chew up here. When did Matt? We know DDH is out of stock. Is there something brewing right now? Something in a fermenter right now?
I don't know.
Dad,
it's just literally Sherman.
What goes on the other side of that alley? You don't know anymore, huh?
They send me production schedules, but usually if it's not on the schedule, we don't see it. But it's draft bottles. They're all. We're on our last kegs and everything right now. So.
Oh, man.
But that's something they literally just pull off Sherman. They double dry hop it. They don't filter it, and they put it out. So it's,
there you go.
Any given day of the week, we have 11 tanks of Sherman. So they could literally, in the drop of a. Mm-hmm.
Can I double dry hop a Sherman myself? Can I go to next door to Bencomo's and get some hops and be like,
I'm double dry hopping?
No.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well,
but we're in between.
I think right you now, could. I think you should.
But we're releasing.
I think you could, and I think you should.
We're releasing an Imperial
make
IPA.
Make a big spectacle of it in front of. Yeah. Make sure Mike's out there. I'm like, I'm double dry hopping this sherbet because I can't get it.
Can't get it. I just made us a collab.
Collab.
I just collabed with Tioga Sequoia.
Mikey. It's called Mikey. New beer called Mikey.
Make sure you check it in.
Yeah, check it in. Hey, guys. Get on the board.
Get on the board.
Get on the board. Yeah, look for Mikey.
See what I did?
I can't find it.
You can do it, too.
Well, you can find it. You're not typing it in right. You gotta scan it.
I'm a brewer
it scans.
Now.
It scans. I'm a brewer.
I'm a brewer. Bro. Industry.
Bro. Industry.
I just double dry hop collab.
Excuse me. I gotta go get my industry beers here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, shift I'm beer, right?
Industry.
I just got my shift beer.
Shift's over. Yeah. Where's that beer, huh? Huh? How about them shifts, huh? How about them shifts? Now, I'll take Fulton Street.
Yeah.
From a ship beer.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you got. You know, it's ship beer.
Ship beer.
Final voicemail of the week. Matt loves the bits. He just loves it. Can't get enough.
Beer money!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
All right.
Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Sky91. And I know it's been a while, guys. I'm sorry.
Yes, what the
it's
heck?
It's hockey season. I've been busy working.
That's right.
It's hockey season. But I got a great beer to come back
watching them Ranger games for
in honor of episode 200, in honor of 2020. It is El Segundo Brewing's Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA.
Whoa.
Does anybody have a cold beer for Steve Austin?
Very bready, malty, clear IPA. Definitely easy drinking. I can see why it's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, El Segundo, they don't do haze.
Very balanced.
Ooh.
But I want to dive into
that's a good beer.
Some of my favorite beers Steve of 2019 Austin. Real quick. Yes. I know I'm a little late, but a couple of my favorites, Alvarium Brewing in New Britain, Connecticut's Slayer. Imperial Stout.
Love
that one. The Six States by Trillium Brewing. It was a 11.2% Imperial Stout. That one was just great. Double Scoop by Back East. Had a bunch of great Relic beers from Plainville, Connecticut that I had, such as like The Lich and Birth of Liquid Desire and Feral King by them also. Impermanence by Treehouse and Imperial Stout, 9%. Was amazing.
Good
Green by Treehouse, 7.5% IPA. Were a couple of my 5-star beers. I rated 53 beers 5 stars in 2019.
Wow, that's a lot of 5-star beers.
When it comes to my 5-star ratings, I'm not gonna lie.
So you're Steve drunk people for 53 beers you drink.
This is a great beer. I love it.
Dubious by Bad Sons over in Derby, Connecticut. Green by Treehouse. The Streets by Trillium, a triple IPA.
Streets, man.
Mean Streets.
Trillium. So Trillium's in the streets.
It's hardest not to rate them 5. I'll admit it. But I'm wrapping up on
you love beer too much,
here,
man. And, be more critical.
To quickly say today's my birthday.
Sunday,
Friday, January 24th. It's Sky91's birthday.
Sky91, cheers.
So many years old.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them.
So tonight I'm actually heading out to a couple of breweries in Connecticut.
Hell yeah.
We're heading out to the Hartford Wolfpack hockey game.
Hartford Wolfpack, what league is that?
Watch some hockey. Have some fun with my friends. So that's why I'm going to go a little long here. Maybe another 30 seconds. But my favorite brewery of 2018, the new one that I visited had to be Trillium Brewing in Massachusetts.
Wow.
They were great.
Yeah, I was at Trillium.
Tomorrow, Saturday, I am hoping to head up to Treehouse Brewing with some of my friends before we have a little party at my house for my birthday on Saturday. I know some people have said that they didn't have the greatest experiences at Treehouse.
Ooh.
And I definitely understand that. If the line is long and they're not doing pours, it can suck going to Treehouse. Mm-hmm. Luckily, the two times I've been there to their new place, and the lines have not been long at all. So I've gotten to get some pours of stuff. And it's awesome if they have pours on tap and you get to try some of their stuff that's not in cans, because they have a lot of stuff that's not canned on tap, which is cool. But yeah, if you guys can get there when it's not so busy, it's awesome to do. It's awesome to get some pours and sit there and chill in their awesome tap room area. Like, it's really cool. And hopefully someday they'll be able to open it up and be able to do a lot more pours and can sales all at once, and it'd be a lot better experience. But so many people go there for can sales, it's hard for them to be like, nah, yeah, we're not going to sell you cans. We're going to focus on pouring people.
We don't like you.
And not on the can, on the retail can sales. I understand where they're coming from, but it's hard if you travel up there and you want to try some beer also at the brewery while you go there. And that's what I always want to do when I visit the brewery. I want to try some of their beer at the brewery. But I'm going way freaking long. I'm sorry, guys.
It's my birthday.
I'm sorry. Sorry. It's my birthday.
Choose okay
this. Be my one long voicemail for the
get
year.
Get it out. Get it out.
I apologize. I haven't called them for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as always,
this
guys,
is your podcast.
I'm the Sky 91.
We're listening.
And that's the bottom of the keg. Because I drank it.
Yeah. Perfect.
See you guys.
All right. Yeah, I think you broke something there, dude.
Thanks, Scotty.
Wow, 91.
Before we leave, I don't think Matt answered the question that Chu had earlier. Sorry, Sky 91, but that about North versus South as IPA wise. Did you have an opinion on that?
That's side? Just like your opinion, man.
Oh, wow. So industry.
Such an industry answer.
Such an industry answer.
0 stars industry
yep
rating.
Oh, yep. You know they're industry when they don't rate anything. All those Zach's brewing people, whenever they check something in, no rating.
Oh, man.
It's really industry.
It's the law, bro.
In 2020, will Untappd release the one the star, not my style, most check-ins?
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Untappd. You want to put your list together. Yeah. Put that list together.
Uh-huh. The 0 check-ins for industry.
1 star.
And then the 1 star, not my style. Yeah. Most checked in beer.
It's the, yeah.
Where's all the smooth beers?
Where's all my smooth beers,
how are we doing
man
on smooth beers?
Hey, where's my smooth beers? She called me. You guys got any smooth beers on tap?
I want a smoothie.
You guys got any smooth beers right now? Ooh. You think this summer is still going to be beer smoothies? Going to be a thing still?
Beer
go back
smoothie
to it? What do you think, Matt? What do you think?
How many old beers do they
have? You got your machine ready? You ready for summer?
We still own it, so yeah.
We got to use it.
Slush them
gotta
beers.
Got to put something in there. Slush it up, bro. All right. I'm here for it. I'm yeah fine with it.
You're good with it?
I'm good with slushers.
Nice 110 degree day, get a slush.
Yeah. I might get a slush machine myself. Ooh. At home. Sit by the pool. Slush up, slush everything.
Slush everything.
Anything you got, I'll slush it.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Come swim, whatever. Would you bring the slush?
What?
What? Said, you come over here during the summer, you can swim in my pool, that's fine. But you got to bring something to slush, bro. Would you bring the slush?
Yeah.
Nice, brought some Coors Light. All right, we're slushing Coors Light today.
Coors Light. I just bought all these, though.
Well, guess what? You can still drink them. They're just going to be slush, man. Still fine. Still get the alcohol out of it. All right? Don't worry.
We can always add vodka.
Yeah. You can add stuff to it. It's fine. It'll be fine. You'll love it.
I brought you some green juice.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Little kale smoothie here. So what you want to slush?
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
We are. haven't heard from you in a while. What are you looking up for?
With going to San Diego.
Oh, my.
I'm looking out for Pierre.
Pierre?
And Society.
Society. Have you been to Pierre Project, the actual location?
Nope.
You've been to Society, the actual location?
Yes.
All right. So, Pierre, number one. That's the goal. We'll see if I make it happen.
Uno. Maybe I'll go back to Ballast Point now that it's India.
Wow. Yeah, you can go back there now. Yeah. They actually have a, like, you know, very big, you know, tasting tap room, legit. I think it's food, too. Can't remember.
The, at least the one in Little Italy.
It's a lot. Yeah. I saw, yeah, it popped up in my, I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, Ballast Point. They're advertising downtown Disney. It was some ad in my, I think in my Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was Ballast Point. And I was like, all right, I'll look at the sad now. I can look at it now because it's still, you know, it's indie. And
it's getting warm.
Oh.
They were in the freezer at work, and it's not exactly.
I love gold.
It's 49 degrees outside.
Okay.
So. Ooh, chilly. God, I can't wait for summer.
Has anybody else been sweating today? It was pretty hot outside.
It was a warmer day than it has been. Sure.
Sure.
The temperatures went up. It was raining this morning.
Look how clear this beer.
Unexpected.
The old man is snoring.
Look at that. I can see my brother through this beer.
Hey, look at there. I'll see you.
What the fuck? Pacific Street IPA, a West Coast IPA from Moxa Brewing, and Wazoo Corvette. I'm going to assume did this. Pacific Street IPA.
It's bitter. It's a West Coast IPA.
Oh, man. Wow.
This is a weird aroma.
Yeah, something's up with this one.
This is a weird aroma.
I'm saying shenanigans. See? Mikey's got bitter beer face,
what
too.
What is it? What is that?
Popcorn mosaic, yeah.
West Coast IPA? Mm-hmm. I disagree. It's just, it's a different IPA.
Bittering hops, probably Citra.
Okay.
And then there's a little bit of hop, and it just tapers off real quickly. There's not a whole lot going on with it.
Hmm. Interesting. Wait. So, Nick, what are you looking out for?
Oh, yeah.
What did Matt's looking out for?
Oh, yeah. That's a pleasant sound. I'm looking out for What We Don't See. Imperial Stout from Kings County Brewers Collective.
What We Don't See.
Brooklyn, New York.
All right. How did you get to be looking out for that?
I search the Instagram for a picture that I like, and then I save it, I tell you about it.
All right. That's how you research. You're looking out for it.
Uh-huh. I'm very visually very impaired.
Visual guy.
So I look for photos of beers that look pretty.
Beer photos.
Pretty beers.
Instagram, find me pretty Send beer photos. Send me photo.
Pretty beers.
Such a label blier.
I know. I'm shallow. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm really looking out for it. This is more just like everyone heads up about the Bell's Brewing, the lighthearted ale.
Yeah.
They're lighting it up.
Oh, boy.
So, you know. It's going to be the year of the low ABV beers.
Oh, you're going to get you some Flyjack.
I'm in on there. No, I'm not going to get some Flyjack.
But Rad Stacy works for
me. I know. Got quite a dilemma there.
Yeah.
Rad Stacy.
This is Rad Stacy. This isn't just anybody.
We'll see how that works out.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for the day that some Firestone pulls some bullshit.
Oh, what if she's staring you down at the Whole Foods aisle? She's like, you know,
like, better pick up that Flyjack. You gonna pick up the Flyjack?
No, never. Ding, 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 ding.
I saw one thing, cool thing from Kern River Brewing called JoJo. There's a new one from Kern River.
There's a name we have.
Double IPA called JoJo. I'm like, all right, I'll get in on that. The market might get that.
There you go.
They might.
So I'm like, all right, I'll try any new stuff from Kern River.
Wow.
I don't know who's brewing them for them up there, but they still seem to be doing things the right way. So
I'm going to say that this beer is bitter hopped with Citra, and it's dry hopped with Mosaic.
The smoke side, that Pacific Street.
That's very specific.
All right. We'll see. We'll research it. Now, somebody look it up.
Yeah.
See
if Matt's right. We'll research it. Somebody else do the work for us.
We'll research it. Somebody that listens to the show. That's the we, collective we. Uh-huh.
Got the royal we?
The royal we. You can find Matt on Untapped on the social medias as Beater. Beater. Beer. Bearded Brewer 87.
The Beaded Brewer.
The Beaded Brewer. He beads his beard.
Beats bears.
He's one of those guys that does the beards, the beards, and beads in the beards. One of them guys. He doesn't do that. His beard is well maintained. No beads.
No beads.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you looking out for, bro?
Oh, it's my turn to talk.
What were you drinking? What the hell were you drinking? What you been drinking, man?
What the what?
What have you been drinking? We like to keep tabs on you. We like to see what's going on with you.
Like previously mentioned in the show, I don't check in everything.
Previously on The Perfect Pour.
As often as I drink beer. Uh-huh. Probably for everybody's safety.
Yes.
For everybody's safety, I try not to drink so much beer.
Keeping safe.
But
just keeping it safe, babe.
Mordred, or I don't know how I don't know what it's called anymore, but the black IPA from House of Pendragon Brewing Company in Clovis, California. Sipped on some of that the other night. It was very clean. A bit on the rye side.
A little rye.
But it was a little rye. And then had another round of Rise of the Skyhopper. Fantastic bitter West Coast IPA.
Star Wars reference.
Royale.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You're like, oh, I like your Star Wars reference. No, Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
And then my four pack.
I've always said that.
My four pack of the week from Out of the Barrel. This one was from Alvarado Street Brewing, First City West Coast IPA. Very good beer. Brother would enjoy that one.
What? Oh, yeah, you tagged me in that.
Surreal.
Why did he tag me in this?
Surreal was a double IPA from Alvarado Street.
Surreal?
Then they had S-I-R. Another one, a double IPA from Alvarado Street. Oh my gosh. F40. Which that got a lot of traction.
Ford
with.
Reference. Are you talking about Fords? I got an F10. You got an F40. I got an F10.
Yeah, it's obvious. He doesn't know anything about cars. Sorry, people.
Couldn't have gone more perfect.
Oh yeah, you got one of them F40s.
Does that look like a Ford to you?
Wow.
That looks like a Ferrari of some sort.
Like an F40. Cool.
Yeah. An F40. Oh, so, you got an F40. Oh.
I
got an F10.
There was probably
sheep in that.
There was only about a week, maybe a week and a few days between the two times I was there to build four packs. So I was like, oh, they probably have the same beer. I don't see them. You know, my mind, I'm like, the shelf is
they're
full.
They're new. They're not going to move.
Yeah, they're not going to have any.
The shelf is
shit.
Full. They're not going to move through it. So I start building a four pack of beers that I previously tried, and then I kept seeing beers I hadn't tried, and I'm like,
"Ooh, nice!"
And I was like, "Oh, I'm
switching them out.
I'm not going to build an eight pack." I was
not?
It's going to be a four pack. So
live a little.
The F40, the Surreal, and the First City replaced three other beers I already previously picked up. But the collab between Pure and Carl Strauss, that one stayed. I was like, "This has to stay."
Solid. Yeah.
The other three can switch out. And as I was picking up beers. I think it was Surreal, or there might have been another one. Maybe I'd previously had, but it was like I was putting this beer pack together, and I was just kind of staring at the fridge. And this guy walks up, and he just opens the door, and he's like, "Yeah, this is a good one." He just picks up a four pack, and I was like, "Oh, it is." He's like, "Yeah, it's real good." And he just goes up to the register, and I was like, "Cool, thanks." As if your recommendation would change my opinion.
I love any stories of random guys when we're buying beer and some random guy and he says anything. It doesn't matter. It's just gold every time.
Yeah, it's a good one right here.
Yeah, obviously.
Cool, you thanks.
I know more than you, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Come here, motherfucker. I know it's a fucking good one, okay? I know more about beer than you do, okay? Don't fucking come to me. Get the fuck out of here.
Apparently, my appearance suggests I'm a novice at this beer thing.
Don't I look like I know what I'm doing? Don't talk to me.
Is my beard not luxurious enough for you?
Come on, what do I have to do?
Is it bad that I put down Amigos for the F40? Because nah. Amigos is a good pale ale from Alvarado Street.
Yeah, but how often do you see the F40?
Right?
I see it around town all the time.
All the time, bro. All the time.
See it around here.
I did see some friends also out of the barrel, and they were...
friends!
They're all... You should get this Uncrustable one. I was like, shut up. My four pack. Sorry.
That had the kids all up in a tizzy.
Oh, that one with the sandwich on it on the label?
It was a peanut butter jelly stout.
Peanut butter jelly stout. Yep.
I saw nothing but, where can I find this in Fresno?
Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook groups. Where can I find this? The same place the last guy asked the question.
Do you not look at anything above whatever the post is?
Yeah.
I'm still enjoying this beer.
Oh, Whee! What is that? You're liking that moxa, huh?
I do. I am.
I think it's weird.
It's that's how IPAs used to taste.
Weird.
You guys just don't understand it.
This is weird.
Oh, we don't understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do we need to this is a good one to you and show you what really is good?
Here, you could just have some of this, and you can reacquaint yourself with
what a hazy.
I'm not falling for that.
Juice forward is.
Oh, and look, then you cat go
back.
Shirt.
I like juice forward. Oh, like he's going back to that sour.
And that's coming shirt. From a guy that doesn't like cats.
I hate cats.
Meow. Cats are cool, man.
Mm. Meow.
I mean, they're assholes, but you're like, you get it. You're like, yeah, I get it.
They terrorize his dogs and they leave presents in his backyard.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, yep. Your neighbor's cats are assholes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's what you're saying.
That's, yeah.
I get that.
Oh, the poor boxers.
I know.
Don't mess with the boxers.
No, they do not like cats. I tell you that much.
They can get out of anything, though.
Oh, yes.
You have to put them in a cement cage.
The only way a
boxer isn't getting out.
Oh yeah, we had a breakout the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are fucking masters.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a thing on it was Instagram or Twitter. Becky was showing. It was a boxer and they put him in a cage and inside wherever you call that when you
the kennel?
Kennel.
No, in your house when you cage them in the house, whatever. What's it called?
A crate?
Crating them, whatever. Yeah. But it was like a solid crate, and it was on the floor, and it was just like, nobody's getting out.
Right.
Boxer took 30 seconds, was out of it. Like, managed to get the base of the cage. It got the base of the cage out and, like, pushed it out, and then, like, knocked the... top of it and like, yeah, I'm out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, nah, not a problem.
Damn you boxers.
Oh my gosh. Boxers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nope. I had to get new tags made because they lost the old tags. That's always first to go.
Yeah. They get rid of that shit.
But because they broke out recently, I said, okay, if this is going to become a thing now, we got to get new tags for them.
Yep.
So there goes $20. Thanks, boxers.
Boxers.
Yeah. A little Thin Lizzy playing in the background. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
That's right.
Yeah. It's constantly jailbreak playing whenever you leave a boxer alone for 5 minutes.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Somewhere in this town.
Yeah, it's like you're walking out of the house, you hear the song start to play, you turn around and it stops.
Like
tonight there's gonna be jailbreak. So, we're in the town
by the 67 bug.
Yeah.
Like, what's he's talking to me? Like, what's so cool out there? There's nothing cool out there.
You're just going to die out there.
There's no food out there.
You're going to die. We're going to get out there.
Yeah. Are you digging? No.
You know that free water you get? That's not out there.
How come you're...
Nobody's getting free water, motherfucker.
How come half of you is about a foot shorter? I don't know. You promise me you're not digging? Nope. Not digging.
Nope. I don't know what that is. Please animate that into a cartoon. That would be hilarious.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dog talk. Louis sleeping.
Louis is all, they're Louis talking about out. Boxers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go lay down.
Listen to boxer talk. If I wanted to listen to boxer podcasts, I'd listen to boxer podcasts.
That's right.
That was Bearded Brewer 87 on Untap. He has some beers. Nick?
Hi. I had a Scotty B. I had a dry week. I had no beer last week.
Oh, my God. None?
Mm-mm.
Since the podcast till now.
Since the podcast till now.
You had a full week of
I had some whiskey over the weekend, and that was it.
Dry no January beers. Week.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's
okay, that makes more sense. I was like, dry? You're like, whiskey. I was like, oh,
you're dry beer.
Dry beer.
Oh, okay.
I have beer. I just did not have a chance to drink it.
All right. That's pretty weird, man.
It's weird. It was a weird week, and I kind of rolled with it. I was like, oh, let's see how far we can go.
Let's see if I can do it tomorrow, and turns out I can. Uh-huh. Whoa. Apparently, Wrestling with Beer had a little bit more left.
Ooh.
Wait, did you say something? Wow. Did you say something? Beer! Hold on.
But yeah. As always, guys, I'm the Sky 91, and that's the bomb of the keg, because I drank it.
Yeah, you did.
See you guys. Connecticut.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Sorry, Sky 91. I almost screwed you there.
Wow.
What did I do this
What did
past
you
week?
Do?
Did I drink? Did I drink?
Mikey, what did you do?
Did I have a dry week as well?
Wow.
Oh, I had Modern Times Mythic Worlds.
Oh, my.
It's all right.
Okay. Is that one of the new ones?
I might not be into Galaxy, dude. Well, they've made it before.
Okay.
But it is new out.
What's, didn't they just... Space Juice or something weird came out recently?
Yeah, I don't know. They come out with all kinds of stuff, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I don't like Galaxy Hops. I need to do more Galaxy Hop researching to determine whether I like it or not.
It's very out of this world.
Wow.
Out of the Barrel has Santa Darius on. I had an 831 IPA.
You finally had it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've had it before at the Santa Dios, but I never had it in Fresno. Fine. It was kind of weird tasting because before that, I had a Home for the Holidays.
Wow.
From Pure Project.
Oh, and you think that tainted your...
Yeah, it kind of messed me up. And that was a really good beer. And then I went right to that 831. It was just... I didn't have any palate cleansing and messed things up.
Doesn't play well with others.
Nope. Also, I had a can of the Murky Poetry from Carl Strauss and Pure Project.
Oh,
collaborator. Oh, that's a good beer.
Nice.
It is a good beer, dude. I highly suggest it. And then as a discount value, $8.99 six-pack of Fresh Squeeze IPA from Deschutes.
Nice.
Well, I wasn't in it. It's within 2 month range, and it was just tasting old to me.
Damn.
I wasn't getting in that into it.
Okay.
And I had a What's in the Hops? What's in the Hops from Belching Beaver.
Wow.
That was okay.
Where'd you find that?
It was cheap, though. It was on sale. That was at the market. And it was only $9.99.
There you go.
For a 16-ounce, a four-pack of 16-ounce beers for $9.99.
Wow.
Can't beat that.
Are you out of your mind?
It worked. And that's all on the count of the drinking. Are we doing all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having fun? Having fun? Yeah. I don't know. Hey, cheers to our golden gods. Whee! Big cheers, guys. Thank you for giving us the money. Patreon.com/golden god. Wait. I really thought it was going to be /golden gods there. Patreon.com/golden gods. Patreon.com/perfect poor.
That's why we're not getting in.
Yeah, that's what people are going to /golden gods. Like, there's nothing there.
There ain't nothing there.
Nope. Never mind then. I was going to give these guys all kinds of money. These guys, they give us the money through patreon.com and donate $5 or more a month, and it helps us pay for our bills. And it's really appreciated. And in turn, we get to give bonus content and offer the open the door to the Porum on Facebook and all those things. And it's just a fun thing to do. So
fun.
Big cheers to all the golden guys, absolutely, of the show.
And they get to be in the Porum.
Yeah. And then the past loves Facebook, the past few weeks, when I do the tailgate is the bonus, extra show every week. And I have been posting it to the Patreon, but I hadn't been going out to the feed. And luckily Vern was like, "Hey, I'm not getting these on the feed." I'm like, "What are you talking about,
dude? Crazy.
You're crazy, man."
Wow.
I was like, "Yeah, I wasn't going on the feed, but I figured out the problem. Got it fixed." So if you're one of the golden gods, like, "It hasn't been showing up on my feed.
The glitch.
It's fixed.
Fixed it."
Also cheers to of course Matt from Florida Brewing.
Yeah.
Man. Big cheers
on his way to being in
debt. He's on the way, yeah. I'll be waiting. I'll be getting in the line.
Line Fest.
Florida Brewing. Line Fest.
Yeah. Hit the Chili's after that.
Yep. The Chili's, yeah, it's right by the Chili's. It's not too far from Buffalo Wild Wings.
There you go. Some B dubs.
Yeah. So I mean, we're set. Yeah. Set. Yeah. There's AMPM.
Uber Eats. Not too far.
AMPM's got the crushed ice thing.
Go to Rally's and Del Taco.
Rally's. Yeah.
Rally's.
There's a Sonic Burger not too far.
Oh, yeah.
Panera Bread. Pretty close. Uber
Eats, man.
Yeah.
Outback. You hit the Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse not too far, is it?
Yeah.
And big cheers also to Darth Omega, Benjamin L. Clark, SD Craft Beer Mama, Scotty 91. Happy birthday to Scotty 91. And big cheers to anybody that shares our show on their own social medias. Really appreciate that. If you want to leave a review of us in iTunes or something, that'd be rad too. Just, it helps. That's what helps. It's the only thing that helps, really. Jeez. Us get bigger. Yeah. Yep. We're in the second hour.
Oh, here we go.
Voices get drunker. Craggy. Younger. Matt, you got some cheers.
Cheers out to Monica and Brendan. Ooh. Their brewery, Liquid Gravity, is officially doing its soft and grand openings. Oh. So.
On the Central Coast?
On the Central Coast, in the former Tappet Brewing location. But
is that anywhere near Atwater? It's called a callback.
Wow. Did it need to be, though?
Oh, it needed to be.
Oh, okay.
It's not near Atwater. It's a Tuscadero.
A Tuscadero.
It's pronounced a Tuscadero.
We're in a Tuscadero. It's like better than Paso Robles.
We have many antique malls.
Yeah. Lots of antiques. Are you in antiques? Well, then go to Paso Robles. I mean, Tuscadero.
Tuscadero.
Right off the 101.
World's greatest barbecue.
Oh. Do they have a barbecue?
I'm sure.
I've never gotten off the
I dated
a girl from Tuscadero.
I'm sorry.
She was nice.
Does
she
the
was
producer
fine.
Know this?
She wasn't that nice. No, don't tell her.
Okay.
Thinks I've never dated anyone ever.
Perfect.
No, that would be bad.
You're my first, honey.
My first date. That was all your cheers, Matt?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Wow.
Nick? Yeah, cheer.
Cheers to Hoppy Libations.
Hoppy.
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 And cheers to T-Maws.
Underscore T-Maws.
Underscore T-Maws. Always drinking it up in the valley. Underscore. Valley.
He's always having the fun.
Maybe he's been to Atwater.
The Atwater.
The Atwater, not Atwater.
Yeah. I've been to Atwater.
So oh, boy.
They've got a bakery there in Atwater.
Oh, bakery.
Like, I want to say Seventh-day Adventist Bakery.
Wow.
Like they.
I wonder what they do.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, like, I think it's in downtown Atwater.
Yeah.
You want to check it out?
That's what
I've been told.
Okay.
It's got the good stuff.
You have the water tower?
Yeah.
It's that water.
It's downtown.
Everything's near the water tower.
Yeah, everything's near the water tower. I was going to say. The whole town's near the water tower.
Perfect.
Bye, Matt. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. You guys are great.
Yes.
I mean, we love you.
Oh.
We want to make sure you...
Louis is concerned.
Be safe. Louis wants...
Crackers.
Check your boxers. Make sure they have an escape.
Yep.
If you have a boxer...
He's
double
escaped.
Check. If you have a boxer, go out and start searching for him. Because he's out. Be safe. Have fun.
Oh.
Check your dates.
Yes. That's the bottom of the key.
Because... Scotty Daddy won.
Drink.